Norman Solomon went grocery shopping yesterday. That, in itself, isn't noteworthy, but his self-imposed budget is. For all this week, the Democratic congressional candidate from West Marin is embracing the food stamp challenge, feeding himself on the food stamp allocation for a single adult of $4.50 per day.
Too often, policy is an abstraction when we talk about what happens in Sacramento or Washington, D.C. The reality is that there are so many millions of people who depend on food stamps and end up needing to fit all of their food allotment into $31.50 a week. And as I'm planning to go to Washington to represent this district, I think it's really important to be in touch with the human realities.
Solomon says he was inspired to take on the food stamp challenge after meeting with Chicago area Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, a high-profile advocate of that exercise.
She was very inspiring to me when she talked about the need to dramatize how we need more food assistance for people in this country, not less. I think it's really important because so often number crunching gets away from human realities.
Standing outside the grocery outlet store in Petaluma, his few purchases, beans, rice, cheese, and produce, in two modest bags at his feet, Solomon explained this was no abstract exercise for him.
This is a bit of a nostalgic week for me because as a young adult for many years on and off, I did rely on food stamps to get through. I was near the poverty line. I had that experience of every month, how am I going to pay the rent, prevent the electricity or phone from being turned off, go to the laundromat with enough quarters to wash the clothes, and of course, get enough food. And so I've been lucky enough to long ago earn my way into the middle class, and it's very easy to forget, and I don't want to forget what it's like to live on the edge, to struggle just to get enough food so you don't go to bed hungry.
That experience, Solomon says, helped shape his view of what government can and should do for its least fortunate citizens.
I'm very much opposed to all efforts to cut the social safety net. I do want to go to Washington to fight against not only the Republican efforts to cut food stamps and other social programs, but also to push back against some tendency, even within the Democratic Party, to sometimes say, look, these social programs need to be cut. I think they need to be supported and enhanced.
As he heads into a rigorous primary season as part of a field of seven candidates hoping to succeed Lynn Woolsey in Washington, Solomon is clear in his linkage of this week-long dietary discipline with his larger policy goals.
I want to make more clear, direct connections between what people are going through every day and federal legislation. I'm very much in support of a bill from Congressman John Conyers that calls for full employment and a transaction tax on Wall Street. I want to develop some legislation that will clearly connect the need to provide better nutrition and health care in this country with taxing Wall Street. I think that's absolutely crucial.
Solomon's lean menus this week won't necessarily lead to a leaner candidate. Keeping to that tight budget means a diet that leans heavily on a lot of starches. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.